With 5 preseason games on the schedule, there are many opportunities to stand out and jump off the page. Something you don't have to remind corner Charles James and tight end Adrian Robinson about. But even 3 games in, everything's still not going according to plan.
Off the hands of Adrian Robinson, the tight end who's trying to make a name for himself. This is Charles James, and he can't handle it. It's loose, still all the way down, rolling to the 20.
When you're fighting for a roster spot, any time off the field has to be dedicated to X's and O's, especially when it comes to reviewing mistakes. It may not be a fun activity, but James understands it's a necessity.
I mean, now I just think it's all about getting better. Again, you want to make some plays, make more plays than you make bad plays. And I think having a short-term memory helps that, whether it's good or bad. You know, you got to forget those plays. You can't never get too high. You can't never get too low. So now I just want to just continue to make plays and continue to have fun. You know, I like to watch myself after practice, even after we went back and watched it. And I try to go back and I try to fix that and come back the next day so I can have something that I can basically have in my head that I want to get better at.
As training camp winds down, the pressure to deliver mounts. Sometimes attention to detail takes a back seat.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, right. You going 3-1.
Yeah.
Because you on the right end. I'm going to stay on the 2. Wait, come on. Don't be confusing me. Yeah.
When confusion turns to clarity, you know you're doing something right, especially when the head coach takes notice.
Let's go. You're on kickoff return. Let's go, Robbie. Get over here. Let's go.
Best looking play right there.
Oh, here he comes. Secret weapon is up. Oh, that's a good lick, James. That a boy. Nice job, Charles.
Tell him, boy, stop holding me, man.
And we welcome you to Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, for New York Giants preseason football as the New York Giants play their 3rd preseason game.
Ain't no easy way out. No easy button. I want to earn it. I want to take it from them.
And those words would come to fruition at the expense of the Colts.
Takes the snap. Back to throw. Lofts one down the left sideline, and it is broken up by James, intended for Josh Lenz.
He was a practice squad guy, got in there, played in a lot of games, was called upon. So he's got to prove that he can get another spot here on this roster this year.
James makes his presence felt in the box score with a tackle and a pass deflection. But Robinson is at the center of some late-game heroics.
On 4th and 16. Takes the snap, back to throw. Giants pick up the blitz, throw down the seam, caught by Robinson at midfield, and he's taken down at the 48-yard line. Takes the snap, settles in the pocket. Again, deep down the seam for Robinson, an ice grab, spins out of a tackle, and dives down to the 20-yard line. A 28-yard reception to a fired-up Adrian Robinson playing in his hometown of Indianapolis. They trail by 5. Nassib out of the gun, takes the snap, looking right, the fade for Washington, leaps, grabs it, touchdown, Giants take the lead, wow, they've come back from 26-0 down to take the lead with 55 seconds to go. What a terrific win for these guys way down on the depth chart. Great plays by Adrian Robinson. And your final here in Indianapolis, the Giants 27 and the Colts 26.
Finally got one, you know what I'm saying?
On the next episode of A Giants Life.
It is the day every NFL player dreads. It is cut day, and Paul, a lot of tough decisions to be made with the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, you know, Coach Tom Coughlin tells us every year this is one that he dreads himself, even more than some of those players who are going to get cut. You know, over the years, I've seen guys not want to answer the phone. I've seen guys hide under the beds trying to avoid that dreaded moment when they get told they're not playing anymore on this ball club.